From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Is that all you get for your money? And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That, of course, was Billy Joel with Anthony's song, Moving Out, and we are definitely ready to move out of our houses and get things rolling again. And special thanks to our show producer, Rachel Lolar, for today's show. And we also heard from the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home as well. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, it happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, and that's coming up August 28th through the 30th. And then we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. That was originally scheduled for April, and we have, in fact, today, but we have moved it to Saturday, June 13th, and tickets are on sale right now at DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com, DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com, and we've got 8 houses. When you pick up the new spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, you'll see the story we have. We call it the Magnificent 7, which refers to the 7 custom homes on the tour as of press time, but we ended up adding an 8th home, Del Pino Custom Homes. So we have 8 houses, and tickets are only $40. They are on sale. Regular price tickets are $35 on sale right now, and if you wait until the day of, then they go up to $40. And so you can buy your tickets at DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com, DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com. Well, today we continue our phone interviews as we practice the old social distancing, and we'll be talking with Judson Miller with Charleston Amish Furniture. They are open for business. I stopped by and dropped off some new spring issues of Charleston Home and Design Magazine yesterday, and they had a handful of customers inside. Huge showroom, 30,000 square feet. Very easy to stay distanced from people. And so they're open for business. Also, Julie Clark will be talking with from Palmetto Surfacing. And they are also open for business. They'd like you to make an appointment before you stop by so that they can give you undevoted attention. Also, we'll be talking with Acacia Lohman with Circa Lighting, the awesome lighting showroom downtown. Randy Wright with Century Glass. They, again, are open for business and doing installs. And finally, Susan Norfleet with Flooring Services. And they, too, are open for business. So it is possible to get quite a bit done for your house during this time. And I know I am. I've had work. We've had work at the office during this quarantine, work at our personal residence. And we're being very careful to practice social distancing between us and the construction workers. And then also making sure to wipe everything down afterwards. And the contractors that are doing the work are doing a fantastic job as well of washing their hands and using hand sanitizers and masks and all that good stuff. So we're getting back open for business. The construction industry, the building and remodeling industry in Charleston. The biggest thing that I want to promote or tell you all about is the new issue, the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine with content creator and owner of Paula Rollis Home. Paula Rollis, she's on the cover of our spring issue, and you may not have if an issue was not mailed to your home, you can go to any Harris Teeter throughout the Charleston area. And we did a 90-day deal with that company that has the big rack of free magazines. Usually they're near the exit at Harris Teeter's. So you can stop by any local Harris Teeter and pick up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're also doing something kind of cool. If you would like a 6-month free subscription to Charleston Home and Design Magazine, you can just go to charlestonhomeanddesign.com, and there's no credit card necessary or anything like that. Just go ahead and sign up, and we will get a free 6-month subscription to Charleston Home and Design Magazine right out to you. It's our way. We want to make sure that that you are able to enjoy the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, whether you're out and about or whether you are at home. Well, have a great weekend, and stay tuned to all of the awesome interviews. And if you want to get more information about the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour and all the homes that you can get so much inspiration and ideas from, visit DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com, DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com. Have a great weekend. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. On the line, we have Judson Miller with Charleston Amish Furniture. How you doing, Judson?
Doing good, Tim.
Good, good. So, Judson, is Charleston Amish Furniture open for business?
We are. We are open. And, we're taking steps to make sure we maintain a safe environment for all of our clientele and our salespeople on the floor.
Okay, good deal. Now, if any of our listeners have not had a chance to stop by Charleston Amish Furniture before, you have a huge showroom, don't you?
We do, right over 30,000 square feet.
30,000 square feet. So you take, the average house out there is 2,500, 3,000 square feet. So take 10 houses, and you still have a little bit more room inside Charleston Amish Furniture. And so very easy to comply with the new rules. Retail locations are now open, thanks to Governor Henry McMaster. But what kinds of steps are the staff at Charleston Amish taking just to comply with the new rules?
Yes, definitely. We take health and safety very seriously, and we are making sure our doors, we're propping them open so that we don't have to have constant contact on our entryways. We have a few safety reminders throughout the store to remind our people and clients to remain safe throughout this. We are cleaning intermittently throughout the entire day to make sure everything stays clean and sterile, and doing what we can for personal protection as well. If anyone has concerns about their safety, you know, if you give us a call here at the store, and we'd be happy to do whatever we need to do to make you feel safe and get the answer your questions on your furniture.
Yeah, and since people have been spending so much time at home, they're I'm sure noticing things like, oh man, we need a new sofa. Our dining room table is just not up to par. We need some outdoor living furniture, and Charleston Amish Furniture, there's a good bit of pent up demand. They can all go to Charleston Amish Furniture and find all those items, right?
Yes, sir, they definitely can. We've noticed a big intake in, like you said, dining room tables, sofas, and desks for offices with everyone that's working from home.
All right. And what is it about Charleston Amish Furniture that you really want people to understand? What sets Charleston Amish Furniture, Amish made furniture, apart from other furniture lines?
Heirloom quality. Handmade. Everything from it is made in the USA. All of our supplies for the furniture are sourced in the USA. All the wood is sourced in the USA. And right now, we're actually offering a 20% off sale on all inventory and ordered items through the rest of the month of April. And on any furniture purchased, we're offering a free delivery within 100 miles through the end of April as well.
Oh, great, great. So people can order the furniture from Charleston Amish Furniture, and you folks have got a good bit of inventory right on the floor where people can get that immediate gratification of buying and then having it home very, very soon.
Exactly. Yes, we have a large amount of inventory on the floor, and if you see what you like, we can set up a delivery time, or you can take it home, and we can definitely get that to you quickly.
All right. Good deal. And I stress that term pent up demand. The last time I used that term was back in 2008 during the financial crisis, and it was a very slow return where people, you know, it took a long time for people to feel comfortable about spending money. And this is different. This is going to be they've been talking about it being a V-shaped return where, you know, economic activity has dropped off, a big, big drop off a cliff, but then it's going to bounce right back up just like the letter V. And I definitely think that is the case, you know, as people adjust to the fact that, maybe we need to be a little bit more like those germaphobes that we used to make fun of and wash our hands more. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, right?
Nothing at all. Yeah. It's just a reminder to, keep your, stay safe, keep washing your hands and, just doing everything you can to work together to help your fellow neighbor out. And once again, you know, if anyone has any questions about any of our furniture, but if you feel unsafe coming in, you know, please just give us a call at here at the store, and we would be more than happy to do a virtual meeting with you online, and we can find you what you need without you having to come in if that seats better for you.
Well, that's good. And when people think of Amish made furniture, they think of wood furniture, but Charleston Amish Furniture, you folks have got a lot of upholstered furniture, a lot of sofas and chairs and things like that. Can you talk about that a little bit, Judson?
Yeah, definitely, Tim. We carry a wide variety of furniture for your home or your office. Everything from vanities to sofas, dining room, your office, the bedroom. We have furniture for everything. And if we don't have something that you're looking for, we do a lot of custom design works based on sketches. And we can if you can dream it, we can create it.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And the weather is definitely getting nicer out. People may not be aware about the outdoor furniture that Charleston Amish Furniture has. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, yes, thank you. The outdoor furniture line that we carry is over 90% recycled material, and so it's a green product. It's 100% UV resistant. We warranty it for a lifetime. Because we know it's such a good product, we're willing to stand behind it. And it comes in a variety of colors. If we don't have what you're looking for, the lead time on that is, it doesn't take long to get it in, just a week or two. And it's a wonderful product. If you're looking for something to enjoy this beautiful Charleston weather outside, our outdoor furniture line is probably exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah, and the fact that it is made from recycled plastic materials, that's going to really hold up well in our humid, salty air kind of conditions that we have in the Charleston area.
Yeah, definitely. And all the hardware that we use is marine-grade stainless steel, so you don't have to worry about any rust lines forming on the furniture from the salty Charleston air.
Oh, that's good. That's good. We're having some work done at our house during this coronavirus quarantine, and it's amazing the amount of wood rot that we have around our house that is having to be repaired, and you didn't even notice it. It's all painted over. That's one of those things in Charleston that a lot of newcomers to the area are not aware of. You better buy some outdoor furniture that's going to be able to hold up to the salty, humid conditions that we have in the Charleston area. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Charleston Amish Furniture?
Well, I would recommend going on our website, www.charlestonamish.com. It takes you to our website. We don't have everything that we sell on there, but it gives you a good idea of what we offer. We update it constantly to make sure we have our latest information on there. The other thing you could do is give us a call at 843-225-2513, and we will always have someone answering our phones to get you the information you need.
And don't forget about your 30,000 square foot showroom that's now open.
Yes, definitely, and that as well.
What's the address on that?
Come on out and check it out. We're going to be doing a free table set giveaway. We're going to be drawing it on April 30th. So anyone coming in before then, there's no cost to sign up. But the table set is valued at almost $5,000, and it's one of the largest giveaways that we've ever done.
Oh, that's fantastic. Another good reason to go by Charleston Amish Furniture. Well, we've been talking with Judson Miller with Charleston Amish Furniture. Thanks so much, Judson.
Thank you, Tim.
And joining us on the line, on the phone right now, is Julie Clark with Palmetto Surfacing. How you doing, Julie?
Doing well. Hope you guys are.
Yep. All of the staff of Charleston Home and Design Magazine still working from home, but can't wait to unleash everybody, and I know that they can't wait to get out and start doing photo shoots very, very soon. But in the meantime, tell us, is Palmetto Surfacing open for business?
We are, Tim. We actually are taking by appointments only at this time, taking all the CDC COVID precautions, guidelines, that kind of thing. So if you call in and are interested in coming in and looking at a particular stone or just need to make some decisions on a project that you have going on, we are working by appointment only. So we really encourage that. Again, kind of operating under the CDC guidelines for COVID, all the cleaning measures, safety equipment, et cetera, are being handled in
okay.
that way.
Good deal. And that's not too terribly unusual, because if you are picking out a whole house full of countertops and different surfacing materials, oftentimes you'll encourage customers anyways to set up an appointment so that they can have undevoted attention to each customer, right?
That is correct. That is a great point to make. That is correct. And the way that we're handling it as well is you could email over plans. That we can certainly do a bid, a takeoff, just to give you a budget number so you kind of know what you're walking into prior to the appointment. And that kind of helps with the time frame, I guess, of also what you're spent here in the showroom or out in the warehouse. So that's not unusual at all. We do that when we're operating under normal you know, circumstances.
And then can folks stop by Palmetto Surfacing and pick up samples and things like that?
Absolutely. What we've been doing with that, again, if you would call us or email us prior to coming out and let us knowing maybe a stone selection you're interested in, we've been placing those outside our front door and ready for pickup, and that has gone very well.
Good deal. Well, when it comes to countertop materials, Palmetto Surfacing is very well known for the Cambria Quartz product that you folks sell a heck of a lot of, right?
Correct. That is correct. And this year in January, I think I mentioned possibly at the home show, Cambria launched 20 new designs for 2020. That's kind of their big blitz. So we've received a lot of those samples here in the showroom now. So those are for viewing available. We're happy to show those. What you'll see kind of in a trend is some warmer tones have really started making a comeback. Lots of movement in some of the stones. And I would certainly say to reach out to CambriaUSA.com and look at those. Great designs. Super excited for 2020.
So is Palmetto Surfacing, you folks are still seeing customers that have projects in the pipeline, and is your staff also installing countertops at people's homes?
Repeat that, please, Tim.
Is Palmetto Surfacing installing countertops at people's homes?
We are, and what we're doing, obviously, during this time is we're doing still in commercial, still in new construction, and we are still doing remodels. So I don't want, if you're looking to do a remodel, I don't want them to be discouraged that, you know, no one would come out. What we're doing is, again, taking all the safety measures, coming into the home. A lot of homeowners will step out of the home. We go in, you know, with all of our safety equipment, that kind of thing. So it's we're limiting the exposure for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I met with a contractor yesterday about a kitchen remodel, and you know, it was very, very easy for us to keep our distance from each other, and I would imagine that you folks at Palmetto Surfacing have spent a good bit of time instructing your employees. No handshakes, and you got to stay 6 feet away, and all sorts of different things that you know people are doing to stay safe.
Absolutely, 100%. And the sales team, including myself, I will say we are working remotely. We're having some office days, so just trying to, again, not have everyone here under one roof. So that is why it's really important to try to make an appointment. Those are, you know, if possible, we understand, you know, if you're down the street kind of thing and want to pop by, we are trying to accommodate those. But however, we are limiting the number of people in the showroom. So, again, encourage calling in and making an appointment.
You know, I remember a long time ago when I was doing some of the writing for Charleston Home and Design magazine, I remember comparing the different types of countertop materials out there. And one of them that I remember kind of stands out in my mind was like wood butcher block countertops. That material retains the most, I guess, bacteria, you know, maybe if you were cutting chicken or something like that. I think stainless steel was one of the easiest surfaces to clean, but most people don't have stainless steel countertops. That's more of a commercial kitchen kind of thing. How are the Cambria Quartz countertops? What do you instruct people in terms of being able to clean those and disinfect the Cambria countertops?
The beauty behind the quartz product is it's non-porous, so it is not going to absorb any bacteria. That, again, is a beautiful point of the Cambria quartz. You can clean it with a Clorox wipe. You could really, if you look up the Cambria website, they will tell you even warm soap and water. Again, because it's, will not absorb bacteria. It's food safe, prep safe. We do a ton of it in restaurants downtown and things like that for that very reason.
That's good to hear. one of those features that that people maybe weren't thinking about a few months ago, but now is a consideration for the future.
Absolutely, 100%. Absolutely, that's a very, very good point. And we do again have natural stone, and we place sealers on that. But again, as we always educate our customer, is just knowing that it is still a porous product, regardless of the sealer that we place on. It does help repel, but it's still in essentially a porous product, whereas the quartz, the Cambria quartz, is non-porous and will not absorb bacteria, moisture, etc.
Right. I would guess marble is a very porous material because it's so soft, or?
Absolutely. It's gorgeous. And we always say you will love it the day it goes in. It's beautiful.
It'll never look as good.
Gorgeous. But you just kind of have to embrace the warm, worn look that marble is going to patina and etch.
Right.
And you have to be one of those to embrace that.
And that's why you recommend it typically for the bathroom versus the kitchen, because it is a softer material and it can scratch and stain a little easier than granite.
And, that is correct.
And definitely the Cambria quartz countertops. Well, how can folks get in touch with Palmetto Surfacing to set up an appointment? And what about virtual appointments? Are you doing any virtual appointments?
We have, Tim. Thanks for bringing that up. I actually came in last week and did a FaceTime appointment, and that went very smoothly, very well, not a problem at all. So we can do that, but also if you'd like to make an appointment to come in to the showroom and visit, we encourage you to call 843-569-1131. That is Palmetto Surfacing. Speak to one of the ladies that are going to answer the phone. Someone's always going to pick up. And tell them what you need, and we will work it out. We will get you in to see the product that you're looking for.
That's excellent. And the your physical address for Palmetto Surfacing?
It is 7645 South Rail Road over in North Charleston, and we're right off of Ashley Phosphate.
Excellent. Okay. Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Julie Clark with Palmetto Surfacing. They are open for business. And no need to slow your project down. I imagine this time of year, with what we've been dealing with, people are maybe looking at their old countertops and saying, we need to get some new ones, and Palmetto Surfacing can definitely help you with that.
Absolutely. We'd be happy to.
Good deal. We've been talking to Julie Clark with Palmetto Surfacing. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you, Tim.
And now joining us on the phone is Acacia Lohman with Circa Lighting. How are you doing, Acacia?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Before I ask you if Circa Lighting is open for business, take a moment and tell everybody about Circa Lighting.
Sure. So Circa Lighting is a lighting provider here in the Lowcountry. We were started by a lady named Gail Singer in Savannah multiple years ago, and now we are growing, and we have almost 20 stores across the nation. We typically provide residential decorative interior lighting fixtures, but we also have an arm of our company that also provides high-end specification grade architectural downlights as well. So for recessed needs, as kind of most people know it. But that's just it in a nutshell.
Okay, good deal. And you folks have got a retail location on King Street downtown. And then where else does Circa Lighting have showrooms?
Yes, sir. So our location downtown is on the corner of King and John. And then the locations that we have kind of are all, again, they're all over the country. Let me give you the full list here. Sorry. We have so many now. I just want to make sure I don't miss any. Let's see. So we are in Atlanta, Austin, Boston. We'll be opening in Charlotte in 2020. That was postponed just slightly here with the current state of the world, but hopefully we'll still get that showroom open by the end of the year. Chicago, Denver, Greenwich, Houston, Laguna. We're set up to open in London this year as well. Again, that may be delayed slightly. Manhattan, and then we have Miami and Minneapolis on the board for 2020 or 2021. We just opened in Nashville, and we just opened in Norwalk, and then from there we have Savannah, San Francisco, Scottsdale, Washington, D.C., and West Hollywood, and then the last one on our list for opening here in the next year is going to be Seattle.
Wow, that is impressive.
When I started with Circa 5 years ago, just for frame of reference, we had 5 stores. Mm-hmm. And we had just opened the 6th store in Washington, D.C. So in a matter of 5 years, we have more than doubled, and it has been quite a ride. The business itself has transformed massively and in an incredible way just since I've started with the company.
Yeah, and Circa Lighting is a privately held company. You're not publicly traded. So I mean, it takes a lot of money to open up all of these retail locations all over the place.
Yes, sir. We're very fortunate to have the family that we work with and that owns us, and we currently are the largest provider of lighting in the United States with all of the companies that we now encompass. Our parent company is a company that many people in the design industry know, Visual Comfort. They merged with another company, Generation Brands, several years back. And so now within that umbrella, we encompass Monte Carlo Fans, Feist, Seagull Lighting, Element, and Tech Lighting. So we have quite the array, which is wonderful. We have, you know, a price point to meet almost every person's needs, and then we have just a massive amount of selections and options.
That is fantastic. Good for you. So I know that the Circa Lighting location on King Street is closed at the moment. But how are Circa Lighting employees, how you folks are all still working and working from home, and how are you servicing your customers at Circa Lighting?
Sure. So, like you said, we are all working from home. We currently have 4 full-time employees in our store here. And so, again, we're all working from home, and we're all set up to do Zoom meetings, which, as you probably are aware, become extremely popular circumstances, and we can also FaceTime if customers prefer. We are available to do job site walks, just again, those, you know, it's easier to practice social distancing when you're kind of outside on a construction site, and you know, we're obviously always available by phone. For us, nothing really has changed other than just, you know, we're not physically present in our showroom. As far as our shipping and delivering capabilities, we are very, very fortunate that all of our vendors are still shipping. And because of what's going on, they're actually shipping with even more urgency. So, you know, some of our lead times have been cut down from what they were standardly, which is just incredible. We're very lucky to work with some of these people in the industry, and everyone is showing a sense of urgency. And so that's been truly helpful, as, you know, a lot of our clients had projects in process, and at least on our end, we have not contributed to any delays as far as getting them the items they need and when they need them.
Oh, that's fantastic, because the construction industry got a pass. That's considered an essential industry, and so
yes, sir.
New homes are still under construction, and existing homes are able to be remodeled, and Circa Lighting is able to provide unique light fixtures for both new construction and remodeling. What do your customers love about Circa Lighting?
Well, I think that they really like the fact that we have products that are meant to stand the test of time. I've been fortunate to see people's homes that they're remodeling where they bought a Circa fixture 20 years ago, and it's still hanging in their dining room. So, you know, the quality and the timelessness of a lot of our designs really makes the fixtures designed to last, you know, through the duration that a person's going to have their house. So I think that's one thing that brings people back to us, knowing that they're going to get a product that they don't have to change out, you know, in 2 or 3 years because it's not, you know, very well made. And I think, I hope that they enjoy the fact that we're able to help and guide them through the selections process as a lot of them build or remodel their home. We can kind of come in, and everybody in our office has a design degree and is very, you know, well experienced in the construction industry. So we can kind of lend a guiding hand to say, you know, this would be a good fit for this position. And, you know, we can make sure people stay within their allowances and kind of, like I said, just lend that extra hand that makes the construction process easier, because it's so much and so many selections, and it's one of the most personal things a person will ever do. So every selection is important, but it can become overwhelming. And so we just try and simplify that process and make it as easy as and enjoyable as possible.
Do when someone's building a new house and they have a need for lighting all over the house, do they typically, will they buy a whole house full of lighting from Circa Lighting, or would they just kind of cherry pick?
It used to be when I first started that it was more of a cherry picking, but one of the approaches that we started with, you know, when I was early on in the company, was what we actually call the whole house package. So, you know, today we will ask a customer to come in and bring a set of plans. If they have a designer involved or if their builder would like to be there, we can kind of go through the entire construction set, and we can go room by room and put a light in every single place that's available. So, you know, again, when I was talking earlier about some of our selections, we have, you know, a price point that works for every person, you know, and almost every budget. So, again, we can start in the dining room and kitchen where those pieces are very important, and we can go all the way to a, you know, a seventh and eighth bedroom closet, you know, the recessed lighting, your under cabinet lighting, fans, exterior, all of that good stuff. So, and again, that kind of simplifies the process, so the customer's not having to run to, you know, 2 or 3 different places to get all their lighting.
Gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about Circa Lighting?
Well, you know, obviously with our current status of the world, the internet's always a great place to start. So our website is, you know, www.circalighting.com. And we also have another great resource in generationlighting.com, where you can see some of our sister products. And then, you know, they can always call us. Our showroom is open 6 days a week. Our phones are open right now 6 days a week. So I give you that number. It's 843-937-5990. You know, and then again, we can FaceTime and Zoom from there.
Good deal. All right. Well, we have been talking with Acacia Lohman with Circa Lighting, open for business, even though their showroom on King Street is temporarily closed. Thanks so much, Acacia.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And joining us on the phone right now is Randy Wright with Century Glass. How you doing, Randy?
I'm doing well, Tim. Appreciate the opportunity to be on the show today.
You bet. Randy, take a moment and tell everybody about Century Glass.
Century Glass is a full-service glass company. We're located up on Dorchester Road near Ashley Phosphate. We service all of Charleston and the surrounding areas, Somerville, you know, up to McClellanville, over to all the barrier islands. We cover pretty much a 30 to 40 mile span all the way around. If you were to take draw a circle from the bay up, mm-hmm. We cover a good bit of the Charleston area.
Right. And what kinds of products and services does Century Glass offer?
We offer shower doors, fogged and broken window replacement, mirrors, mirror walls, custom cut tabletops, auto glass, windshield repairs and replacements. We do about everything glass.
Gotcha. Good deal. Thus your name, Century Glass. And is Century Glass open for business?
Yes, we are. We are open from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. It's been our normal schedule. We're actually blessed to have a lot of people interested in getting those home improvement projects completed while they're working out of the home and being able to Just be there while our guys are there.
Gotcha. Tell our listeners, what kind of message would you like to get out to them about how you're keeping your customers safe, and also how you're what kinds of adjustments you're making for your staff to keep them safe?
Yeah, we've made and continue to make several adjustments. One thing, our team, depending on the service that's being performed, if we're doing a windshield repair replacement, of course, there's no need for contact and by our customer. They can stand back and observe if they'd like to, keeping that 6 foot social distancing in place. Our guys are all wearing gloves, masks, and booties when in a customer's home or in the presence of a customer. Just kind of keep germs down. We're wiping down vehicles when they get in at night, and with disinfectant, just to make sure that we're not transmitting anything either to our team or to our customers.
Okay, good deal. And what about when you're, is Century Glass doing installations in people's homes?
Yes, we are. We're shower doors are of course, required to be in in-home installations, but we're very fortunate. Our customers are giving our guys our space. Normally, they're just confined into the bathroom. Again, they've got their masks on, and they're able to do their work and leave the home without very little disruption.
Gotcha. Yeah. And doing an installation of a glass shower wall or door in a bathroom, typically the homeowner's not breathing down their necks or anything like that, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Normally, again, the homeowners respect our guys' space. Everybody works better when they don't have somebody breathing over their shoulder, even in a situation.
Normal
what I'll
situation.
Call a normal situation, yeah. Outside of what we're experiencing right now. So normally, our customers are letting our guys do their job. They're coming back in. Our guys will, leave the room or hang back while they do a walkthrough, look over the work that we've done. And, we can answer any questions at that time.
Good deal. What about people that are, they don't feel comfortable leaving their home? Can they contact Century Glass and maybe do a virtual appointment where one of your staff in the Century Glass showroom is able to kind of walk around and with their phone and via FaceTime or Zoom or one of those platforms to show some of the different shower door options and stuff that you have on display at the Century Glass showroom on Dorchester Road?
Yes, we are actually starting that on Monday.
Okay.
We met on it today, as a matter of fact, prior to your call. And we are going to start doing some virtual showrooms. We actually have our showrooms, a virtual tour of our showrooms online at Century Glass and then SC for South Carolina.com. And you can go to our showrooms page, and we've got a video of our showroom on there showing all the doors we have on display. And then for specifics, we would encourage the public to call in, and we'll be more than happy to do a Skype or a Zoom video with them and be able to, so they can really drill down and see what, see what we have and get some ideas for that next home improvement.
Good deal. What are you finding? Some of the Century Glass customers are they want to get this work done while they have this downtime, while they're stuck at home?
Yes, we are. A lot of people, like I said, that are working out, working from their home. It's a good opportunity to get things done. I've got work going on my home as we speak. It's a good time to bring people in to get work done. It keeps the economy going. And, a lot of the things we do, like in replacing a fogged window, 60% of the time, we don't even have to come inside the house. We can do the measure from the outside of the house. If the window, if we're able to get the window out from the outside of the house, so just depending on the window style and how it was made, then we can get the window out and replace that pane of glass back in there. Without really having to come inside of the house. And if we do come inside, it's only for a moment. And again, our guys are masked and gloved up. And again, it's a quick and easy in and out.
Well, there's and that explains, you know, what and there there still might be a few people who aren't aware of this, but the construction industry was is considered an essential industry, and that's an exception to the stay-at-home rule, and so and that's a very common sense thing to do, because construction workers very often they're working by themselves, or there's already a safe distance between them and maybe another worker. I'm with you, Randy. I'm having work done at my house. We're doing work at the office while our staff at Charleston Home and Design Magazine are working from home. And, you know, I hate downtime. I hate not being productive. And I guess I'm looking at this as an opportunity to get a lot of stuff done that, maybe I wasn't going to be able to do before. And then you've got the trickle down effect of, hey, this is going to be good for the local economy, and it's good for local businesses, and Century Glass is a local business as well.
That's right. We are. And again, I definitely agree with what you said there. I think it's important to keep things moving as it can be done, safely for the community. But again, our team typically operates independently. And so there's not a whole lot of social distancing, challenges there.
Right. So if someone needed a windshield, because you guys, Century Glass covers all sorts of different glass, products and services. If you wanted to get a windshield replaced, if you had a fogged window at your house, if you wanted to convert, take out that big garden tub and put in a nice glass shower wall for a walk-in shower. There's so many different things that Century Glass can help the public with. How can folks get more information about Century Glass?
Well, they can visit our website. It's Century Glass, and then again, SC for South Carolina, .com. They can call us at 843-614-4628. And we'll answer any questions. Again, we give free estimates, so we'd love to come out and measure something up for you. And just any way they want to schedule, we can do it. We have online questionnaires on our website that they can just fill out and send in. They don't even have to talk to anybody. And then we'll circle back around and set up that time to come out and see if we can help them.
Excellent. Well, good deal. Well, we just wanted to let the public know that Century Glass is open for business, and we'll get through this craziness, and we're going to be getting back to normal very, very soon.
We're looking forward to it, Tim.
Good deal. Well, we have been talking with Randy Wright with Century Glass. So thanks so much, Randy.
All right. Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and joining us on the phone now is Michelle Ridler with Flooring Services. How you doing, Michelle?
Fine.
Good, good. Michelle, before I ask you if Flooring Services is open for business, take a moment and tell everybody about Flooring Services.
Flooring Services has been in business for over 22 years. We do residential and commercial. And our side of the company that I work for is all geared residential for new home builders and remodel.
Very good. Very good. And is Flooring Services open for business?
Well, we've been running our jobs with everything going on with the coronavirus. Our showroom is currently, it has been closed. We've tried to make exceptions to help people, but most of the residential remodel business, we haven't had a lot of that going on now. I think people are more afraid to come out and be out with too many people around.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. Is Flooring Services doing installations?
Yes, sir, we are. Every one of our custom builders are still hard at it. Building houses. We're doing a lot of business with them right now out in the field, mostly 5 to 7 houses a week.
Good deal. Excellent. Well, I'm really, really happy that that the construction industry was given an exception to allow projects to continue because it is very safe. It's not like going to the dentist where you're right up close to somebody. Most of the time, if not all the time, there's only a couple of workers and they're it's easy for them to keep their distance from each other and also customers that might be in the home, right?
Yes, I agree. Our builders have been very kind to all of the subcontractors out in the field working very hard daily. They've made it so there's only one sub in that house at a time.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. And does flooring services, do you folks do, I know you mentioned working with several custom builders. Do you mostly projects with new construction or remodeling projects?
New construction.
Okay, good deal. And talk about some of the flooring, the different types of flooring that you're finding people choosing that are very popular these days.
I'm finding a lot of hexagon in this tile part of it. A lot of hexagons are very, very hot at the moment. Hardwood floors is still your white oak, normally with a stain on it. Mm-hmm. Those are the things I see the most of. Vinyl plank has become very popular because it's waterproof and it's very hard to damage it. So there's quite a few people going that direction. I don't see that as much in new construction as I do in remodel.
Okay. Gotcha. And is flooring services, I know you do a lot of business directly with builders and then they send their customers to flooring services. But can anybody off the street contact flooring services about getting some flooring from you folks?
Absolutely, they can. Our showroom is off of Clements Ferry Road, and before the virus, we were open 8 to 3, Monday through Friday. Anybody off the street can come in. We have hardwood, carpet, tile, pre-finished hardwood floors, Rigicor plank, marble, natural stones, any type of flooring, we carry it.
Gotcha. Does flooring services, do you folks have your own crews that do the installs or is that something that you sub out?
We do sub out our work. Most all crews that work for flooring services have been with our company at least 5 to 15 years.
I see.
And work exclusively for flooring services.
Okay, good deal. So it's more of a tax thing than anything else. They're, for all intents and purposes, they would say that they're employed by flooring services, right?
Yes, sir. if they get stopped out, let's just say somebody sees their truck or in the house working and went in and talked directly to them, they are going to ask them to contact one of us.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. All right. And before we started the interview, Michelle, you mentioned that you are the showroom manager and also the project manager. What do you do in that capacity?
Well, I wear many hats, but it starts from the very beginning. It's, let's say a homeowner wants to make an appointment to come in. I will help them make selections. Then work with their designer, work with them directly. I figure the job, then we go out. We're actually hands-on, and we follow our jobs from the very beginning to the end. So whoever you start with our company is going to be with you beginning to finish. We check our job sites daily. We work directly with that homeowner or the designer or builder, and we're just there every day to ensure that everything is the way that we discussed and how you wanted it to be installed.
Good deal.
I do that, and then I happen to work with some wonderful people in our showroom. I've got a gentleman that does our hardwood and carpet, Hayden, and another towel lady, Bristol. So some good people, and they're very knowledgeable and very good at what they do.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And you mentioned that that flooring services does an awful lot with new construction. Why do you suppose all those different custom builders send their customers to flooring services?
I believe it's because of the customer service that they receive from our company. There's not many flooring companies in town that offer design services from the very beginning all the way through to the end.
Mm-hmm.
You don't normally you would come make a selection. That paperwork gets handed off to somebody else, which gets handed off to an installer in the field. Mm-hmm. Our company does not do that. When you make your selections with us, the person you work with is the person that is in the field on your job site with that installer, ensuring that what we discussed in our office goes to your house and is done the way that you wanted it.
That's great, because, you know, a builder has to have a great deal of trust with the suppliers and subcontractors that they're working with. Imagine, you know, sending, telling your husband or wife to go to, you know, it's a certain doctor or that kind of thing. You do that with, knowing that you have a lot of trust in that doctor that you would send, you know, a loved one. And so when it comes to, the custom builders, they're very careful about who they end up doing business with. So I would say that's a huge compliment to Florient Services that you work with so many builders that they feel confident that they can send their people to you, and they know that their clients are going to get taken care of.
Yes, sir. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I've been doing this for almost 30 years. And so I think when we take the team and all the knowledge that we have, we're probably at about 100 years, you know.
Uh-huh.
Very thorough, complete. When you do the right thing by others, the business will continually come back to you.
That's right. That's right. The golden rule. Well, yes. Good. Well, how can folks get in touch with Florient Services? Because I don't know. I know we have a lot of listeners that are like me. I can't stand this downtime that we have. I'm making the most of it. I've got projects going on at my house, got projects going on here at the Charleston Home and Design Magazine offices. And, you know, that doesn't mean I'm being unsafe. I'm being very, very careful, spraying all the doorknobs and light switches and things like that with Lysol at the end of the day. And just making sure that, I'm not having any contact with the workers and vice versa. But how can folks get in touch with Florient Services and get a project going for themselves?
Well, they can start by calling our showroom at 843-388-6872. The young lady there, Anna, she will guide you and direct you, and then she will also set up an appointment with someone to meet with. And then you'll come visit us, and we will go from there.
Very good. All right. Well, we have been talking with Michelle Riddler and with Florient Services, and make sure to check out all of the different flooring options with Florient Services. Thanks so much, Michelle.
Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.